Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the 808 Podcast. It's a podcast where we take business owners, CEOs, executives, whoever else I feel like, four questions, 8 minutes and 8 seconds, because 808 looks like Bob, and here we go. Question number one, a couple sentences. Tell me who you are. What do you do?
My name is Steve Matheson. I'm the founder and president, I guess, of Cumbalytics Corp. And what we are doing is a longevity product in the supplement area, natural supplements. And it's designed to reduce our senescent cells and help us grow younger.
Perfect, Steve. Number two, what advice would you like to share? Go.
Well, one of the things that is one of my strengths is product development. And I've got a few years of product development under my belt. I would say that there's a lot of different aspects of product development. It all comes from an idea. There's a lot of products out there that have deficiencies that can be improved on. There's new ideas, all that sort of thing. So the whole thing is to come up with the idea that you want to do. So I'm more of a hardware kind of person. I've done software development. It's not my thing. I'm not a coder. But on the hardware side of things, so let's say you want to make a better mousetrap, then there's lots of mousetraps out there. So you need to understand what the competition is doing, why your product might be better, and the features that you might want to add to it that would improve it, make it better for the targeted audience. Now, I learned early on that solving problems is financially beneficial. And mostly I like to solve problems. So I'll just start with a little bit of an example. I was in the medical device industry as an employee of a large US company. I saw certain deficiencies in their product, not functional deficiencies, but places that could be improved. So I came up with a couple ideas. I built a prototype of several of my ideas and I showed them to my employer. My employer said, oh, that's really neat, but we're not interested. So I was like, okay, that's cool. So now you got to take that product and go a little bit farther with it. So I got this really cool idea. I've done a prototype, and that's key. You want to have a prototype of whatever it is you're doing, software, hardware, that sort of thing. Then I talked to a couple of friends and I said, what do you guys think of this? And they were like, oh, that's a really cool idea. We'd like to get involved. So there's different levels of involvement. So I don't have all the best ideas. I'm, you know, maybe not the best business person in the world, maybe not the best product guy, but having friends around that have some expertise in different areas is always beneficial. You can bounce ideas off your little group that you're a part of. So
I just want to pause for a second on there because you said something really good. You went to your friends and said, they said, that's a great idea. I want to get involved. They didn't just say that's a great idea. Because I always tell people your friends are going to lie to you. They don't love you enough to tell you it's a bad idea. But the fact that they got involved shows it was actually a good idea.
Yes, that's true. Now, that can also go the other way, but that's what happened in this particular instance. And so $1.5 million and 2 years later, we had a really cool product that had numerous innovations that made it demonstrably different. So the whole key to it was not compromising. Mm-hmm. So a lot of products are developed with compromises in mind based on pricing, target market, demographics, things like that. We were going after a very high-end approach, and I have a tendency to do that. I'm not interested in the low-end markets of different things because I'm a small guy.
Right.
And so that's the thing you want to think about. Is this going to be mass market? Is your market under a million, what you think you could sell? Then you have that's technically a niche product. Mm-hmm. Right. So it's not a big market. If your product is designed for hundreds of millions of people, well, now you have something different. That's a mass market product. So you're going to develop those two things in different ways. So one is going to be no cost is considered. It's like got to have the very best of everything, the best materials, the best this and that. If it's mass market, sometimes that's not necessary. So you have to kind of figure out a little bit about the market before you actually come up with or finish the product idea. And I think that that's critical. A lot of people have really interesting ideas. I've had a few interesting ideas. And then after I showed them to somebody, they said, well, that's BS. And it has to come from the understanding of why people buy things.
Right.
And this is a little bit of marketing. People buy things for one of two reasons, to gain pleasure or to avoid pain. Mm-hmm. So I came up with one product that was really, really cool. I talked to a marketing person. They said, well, that product is to avoid pain. And that's the hardest sell there is. People want to buy things that give them pleasure. So I said, oh, okay. So I dropped that. So having a group of people around or people that you are can be honest with and frank with is very beneficial because it helps to keep you between the ditches. You're not going to go off the rails, that sort of thing. So once you've got your prototype and you know it solves a problem and you have some uniqueness in it, you need to then think about how you're going to protect that. So you've got a really cool idea. It's quite innovative. You've talked to a number of people that say, yeah, this is really cool. So now how do you protect it? So you can go a couple of different ways, trademarks, industrial marks, patents. I've had some of my ideas patented. Mm-hmm. So I've gone down that road, and the problem or the benefits of that are multi. So one of the problems is,
actually, Steve, I need to cut you off there because we only have 2 minutes and 48 seconds left. I want to get the other questions done there.
Okay,
if people want to know more, they got to look you up. But that was some great information there. Loved it there. So question number three, what other CEOs, founders, and executives that you know that you want to give a shout out to?
Okay, so mostly my heroes, my business heroes are small business people. And I have a lot of friends that have small businesses, and I, you know, small to medium businesses, you know, 20 to 30 to 40 customers, anywhere from 10 to $40 million in sales kind of deal. And those guys are the guys that are in the trenches, those guys and gals, they're in the trenches, they're making it work every day, they're providing for their families, they're providing jobs for their other workers. And so, like, for example, I'm just going to pick out a couple of names here. Tom was my partner, one of my partners in the medical device business. And he taught me a lot about networking and how to develop partnerships and create the documentation that's required, because like raising cattle, good fences make good neighbors and good contracts make good partners.
They do. Hey, Steve, we only got 90 seconds left. So I got to keep going here, that part there. Number four, tell me about your most epic sale.
Oh gosh, my most epic sale. I can't tell you what the customer was, but when I came into this particular company as the general manager and product development lead, this company had been on our radar for 6 years, and I had met them several times at trade shows. And then finally, continuing hammering and continuing showing them the advantage of our product, we sold them $375,000 worth on the first sale and about $1.5 million on the second sale. And that only took 6 years of gestation.
Only 6 years. No big deal. You know, not that much time there. You got 1 minute left. Would you like to do some promo time?
Yeah. My current project is Combalytics Corp, combalytics.com. And what we're involved in is a product that kills zombie cells. And by killing your zombie cells, it can increase your health span and potentially your lifespan. So our product is based on the research done by Mayo Clinic to do that. I am a product of that. I have had my epigenetic DNA methylation test done, and I am currently 13 years younger biologically than I am physically or chronologically.
Nice.
Yep. And I have several other people that have taken the product, had the same types of tests done before and after, and they too have all reversed their aging process, anywhere from 4 years to 20 years in some cases.
No, congratulations. That is awesome there. You pulled it off. Four questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds. Steve, why is it 8 minutes and 8 seconds?
Because it looks like Bob.
It does. It does. Your website, say it real quick.
Combalytics.com.
It's in the description. It's magic. Steve, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, I'm legally required to tell you to like, share, comment, subscribe, thumbs up, ring the bell, whatever the heck the social media tells you to do. You all have a wonderful day. Now, talk to you later. Bye.